This is episode 696. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's episode, you're going to discover how to layer a couple of the meditation techniques we've explored in this 7-part meditation series. And this is day 6 of the self-care meditation series. All week long, your challenge was to focus on an area of your life that you would like to feel a little better about by giving yourself some badly needed self-care. Self-care is one of those things we often feel kind of guilty doing for ourselves sometimes, and you may put others ahead of yourself when it comes to self-care. So this week you've explored different meditation techniques and insight and inspiration on how to give yourself some self-care, whether it's in a relationship you're in or with your health or maybe your job, whatever it is. Focus this week in day 6, the end of our series, almost one more day after today, and allow yourself to include some self-care, especially doing some of the techniques we've explored this week. So I'll be layering a couple of the techniques so that you can do the entire routine in your meditation today. Or as you might be going about your day walking, that's all fine as well. And also, I like to share with you, this is for a Friday's meditation as I record this, and I happen to be in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been here all day, and tomorrow I'll be going up to Flagstaff, which is right over in between Sedona and the Grand Canyon. And I am giving myself some self-care while I am here. So when you consider self-care, this is for a Friday, as I mentioned, I encourage you every Friday, it's usually the end of the week for most people, not for everyone, but whatever the end of the week is for you, I challenge you to go out and have fun. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Reward yourself. It's important to reward yourself for all you've been doing all week. So if this is a Friday for you, consider it to be a fun Friday. And I always like to customize the fun around the theme. So when you consider going out and having fun, think about how you could provide yourself with some extra pampering. Maybe for you, that is going out for a walk in nature, which, by the way, is one of the most important ways you can benefit nearly every area of your life, whether you're struggling in a relationship. Connecting with nature can be a powerful way to help ground you. Or if you are struggling with a health issue or stress or anxiety, walking in nature has been shown in study after study to help calm your mind and body and to help put things into perspective. So go out and walk in nature. Or maybe for you, if you're focusing on your health and wellness, you might want to take yourself out to a restaurant you've been wanting to try that has some great healthy food, or picking out a recipe in a favorite cookbook, or maybe going out with a loved one and just devoting time listening to what your loved one has to say. All of these things can be a form of self-care. So have fun as you do it. Do something that is going to reward yourself for what you've been doing this week. And then finally, before I share the techniques with you, every Friday I share an herb because herbs are powerful. They can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. And so the herb I want to share with you today that's customized for your self-care this week is St. John's Wort. This is an herb you may have heard of because, oh, it's been pretty popular in the news for helping to reduce stress and anxiety, and it does. It's a great herb to help you do that. St. John's Wort has also been touted as a drug to help you if you suffer from serious disease such as cancer, because it helps to reduce inflammation in your body. And you probably know how inflammation is one of the biggest contributors to disease. So if you can sip an herbal tea to help you reduce inflammation, that could be a wonderful way to nourish your body. So you always want to make sure that any herb you take is going to benefit you, especially if you do take other medications or if you're pregnant or if you're breastfeeding. You want to really be careful with the kind of herbs that you take. But St. John's Wort is a great herb to try. Try it in a tea. Just steep it covered loose leaf in 1 to 2 cups of hot water. That's 240 to 480 milliliters with 1 to 2 teaspoons of loose leaf tea. That's 5 to 10 milliliters. And cover it when you steep it in hot water because this preserves all the essential oils. It prevents them from escaping through the steam. You can add honey or lemon with it, and it makes a beautiful tea to sip. So now you have a few things going on today as you finish out your week, your series on self-care. You can nurture yourself in a way that you're going to enjoy it, giving yourself some self-care, and try an herbal tea, a new herbal tea, St. John's Wort. Now, let's layer a few of this week's techniques into a meditation for you. The technique for Monday when we started off this series was an affirmation. And the affirmation was, I am worth it. I am worth it. And then on Tuesday, we did a breathing technique. And that technique was where you would inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. This keeps your breath nice and calm. And as you inhaled, you visualized warmth spreading throughout your body. As you inhaled through your nose, visualizing warmth spreading throughout your entire body. And then you held your breath. And as you held your breath for the pause between the inhale and exhale, you mentally repeated, I am worth it. I am worth it. And then you exhaled through your nose, sucking in your stomach to where it almost felt like it was touching your spine, really squeezing out your breath, every last exhale. This helps to relieve anxiety, fear, depression, letting your breath out by squeezing it out, sucking in your stomach, and then just rest. So that is the technique. And there's one more technique I'll layer in with this, and that is the mudra. a way you position your hands in a very similar way as you stretch your body when you do yoga. A mudra activates your nervous system, stimulates a corresponding area of your brain to help calm you. And this is a simple mudra. It's called the Si Mudra. And when you do it, it helps you to let go of worries, fears, and sadness. You simply fold your thumb over your palm, doing this with both hands, resting your hands on your lap. Your palms are upward, so it looks like you're making the number four. Your thumb is folded over your palm, and then fold your fingers down over your thumb. So now it looks like you're making a fist with your thumb tucked under your fingers. You can hold this mudra for up to 3 times a day for 6 minutes at a time for best benefits. So you could do this mudra to help again release worries, fears, and sadness as you do the meditation today with the techniques. So again, as you hold the Si Mudra, layering on an affirmation and a breathing technique, inhale through your nose, visualizing warmth spreading throughout your entire system. Hold your breath. The pause between the inhale and exhale. Mentally repeat, I am worth it. I am worth it. And then exhale through your nose. And as you exhale, release your full breath by sucking in your stomach to where it feels like it's touching your spine, squeezing out your breath. Releasing this tension, anxiety, fears. And then release the technique and then go into your meditation, enjoying these beautiful benefits, the sensations you've created, meditating just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending it on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.